Mandiana Namashi, Rokondaria, Shikara, the younger than Abakoya, and Abakaya, and Abashi, Inananamando, the Boko, Shika, Babakaya, Babakaya, Yanananamando, the younger than Abahaya, and Abakia, and Abahaya, and Abakia, and the Kotoria, the baby, suited and Anamahaya, Sakatari, the Ankaro, Koshiki, Riki, and the Rabako, the other Rabashi, Riki, the Lebosi, and the Anamahaya.
Le Baba 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 We will bless your name, O God. And we seek the wise counsel of God today. We go for the wise counsel of God. We go after the wise counsel of God. Hallelujah. We go after the wise counsel of God today. We enter into the wisdom of God. We the wisdom of God. We enter into the wisdom of God. We enter into the wisdom of God. Come on. Go deeper into the wisdom of God. Go deeper, and God is pulling us deeper. Deeper into the wisdom of God. He's pulling us deeper into the counsel of the Yahshua, of the Almighty. The Bible says that there in a multitude of counsel, there is. Thank you, mighty God, that you're pulling us deeper into the wise counsel of God. Even if you don't pray, to be speak to God, seek God on today about praying in the Spirit. Ask the Lord to give you a prayer language. Lord, give you a prayer language on today. Begin to speak to Father. Father, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Endowing your prayer language. Lord God, with the in the name of Jesus, with the of the Spirit. Lord God, into the language of the Spirit. so that we can write out the mysteries of God, so that we can build ourselves in our most holy things. And you pull us, oh God, into your wisdom on this, Father. Lord God, we use our mouth this morning to bless and thank you. Thank you, oh God. Father, we move past the mind. We move past, oh God, hallelujah, the intellect. Father, we go into, Lord God, the realm of the Spirit. For your word says, Lord God, that they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And God, we worship you in the Spirit on this morning, oh God. We worship you, Lord God, this morning, spirit to spirit, oh God. As we connect with you, mighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, as we bow our spirit before you, as we bow our hearts before you, oh God. Thank you, God, for touching us. Thank you, God, for guiding us. Thank you, God, for loving us, oh God. Thank you, God, for maturing us, oh God. Thank you, God, hallelujah. For bringing us into the knowledge, oh God, that we need, oh God, in this day. Thank you, oh God, oh God, for this day, God. January the 5th, under the young Shaya. We thank you, God, that the number 5 is the number of grace. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for more grace on today. We thank you, oh God, for grace upon grace today, God. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, Father, we come for you, oh God, as a corporate body, repenting of our sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent before you, oh God, individually and collectively. Father, forgive us. Purge us with it. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse us from all unrighteousness today, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for forgiveness today. Oh God, we pray, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, on the behalf of our families, oh God, Father, we repent and we stand in the gap, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap for our families this morning, oh God, and we ask you, Lord God, to forgive them today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know, Lord God, that we can't stand in the judgment for them, that they must stand on their own, but God, we pray this morning, oh God, for those of our loved ones, oh God, that are not saved, that don't know you, in the pardon of their sins. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus for encounters. We pray, God, for our families this morning that they will encounter you. We pray, Lord God, that our children will encounter you in a deeper way, Father, in the name of Jesus. In a very real way, oh God. Lord God, we pray for encounters, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In these 60 days, oh God. Lord God, that we would, oh God, experience you and encounter you in a way that we've never experienced encounter you before, in the name of Jesus. Come on, begin to consecrate. Come, begin to concentrate this morning. Concentrate on the Lord. Put your mind on him this morning. And direct all of your words towards him on this morning. Directly to the throne of God. Directly to the throne of God. Everything we submitted to you. Every part of us, every part, every dimension of us. We submit it to the Father. Come on. Your consciousness, your unconsciousness. You submit it to the Lord. That everything in us will be in agreement with your word. With your will, with your way. We get out of ourselves. We get out of who we made ourselves to be and what life has made us to be. And God, we become the people you have called us to be, strong, mighty people, wise people, hallelujah, yielded people, we thank you, oh God, Lord God, that your people are strong as oxen this morning, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that as they pray, They are blazing a trail, God, taking up an open channel way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, an open passageway, oh God, hallelujah, from prayers to be answered, an open passageway, oh God, from prayers to be answered, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would loose opportunities, that you would loose opportunities, oh God, your people today, Father, we come to you this morning. Now, I pray, God, for anyone on this line this morning, Lord God, that is seeking employment, Lord God, anyone, oh God, that is seeking, Lord God, new employment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, in this month, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Source of employment for those, Lord God, that are seeking it, oh God. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for those that cover everyone's job, Lord God, that is on this line, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. The source of income that you have given them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray today, Lord God, in alignment with your will concerning their job, Father. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the resource. We thank you that you are the source, and God, these jobs are resources. You are the one that gives it, Lord God, and if you take it away, we know, Lord God, that you will resource. You will open another resource. You will open another resource. I pray today, oh God, over every business, oh God, over every entrepreneurial, Lord God, business today. In the name of we say that we shall serve, that we shall to our homes, oh God. And we're praying today, oh God, for multiple streams in the name of Jesus. Multiple streams. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. And I need you today to begin to speak Psalm 1 out of your mouth, that the earth is the Lord's. That includes you. You were made from earth. Hallelujah. And so we come in agreement that the earth shall respond and yield fruit to us in the name of Jesus. Come on, begin to speak to the earth and the ground under your feet and command it to yield fruit in the name of Jesus. Command it to bring forth where there have been thistles and thorns and the ground has been hard. We begin to speak to the ground, even under our feet in the name of Jesus. We speak to the ground of paws and claws, nail labs in the name of Jesus. And we command it to produce more. We command it to produce more clients, more expand in Jesus' name. Break out of the wall in the name of Jesus, oh God. To the right and to the left, to the front and to the back, expand in the name of Jesus. We speak to nail labs. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pause and call nail lab. Come on, speak. Entrepreneurs, the healing bomb, Submit it to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We submit, oh God, 24 hours. We submit it to you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, now. Lord God, for Demetrius' book. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for other women, oh God. To heal, oh God, and be saved. We pray and we lift up Brittany today. We pray and we lift up Shauna today. We pray and we lift up Diamond today. We pray and we lift up, oh God, Marche, Lord God, and Alfred today. In the name of and their businesses, oh God. In the come on, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And Father, if the earth belongs to you, God, hallelujah. The cattle on a thousand hills belong to you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. And we belong to you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that everything that we need and more, Lord God, you. Hallelujah. It's in Approval, the clearances, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, and that just like every 7 years, Lord God, hallelujah, that there's a clear path, Lord God, that the old season was wiped away. God, I pray, God, and even we repent, Lord God, for not, I need you all to repent right now. We're going into repentance about not being good stewards with our finances. Come on, begin to pray and ask the Lord, anywhere in my finances where I have been a poor steward, Father, forgive me now in the name of Jesus, oh God, for not handling, Lord God, my finances the way that I have supposed to handle them, God, in the name of Jesus. If you have not tithed your money, if you have not given offering, whatever it is that you know that you are supposed to do according to the word of God, and you know that you have not done it, begin to repent to the Lord on today. He is requiring that today. Before there can ever be a cleansing, there must be a repentance. Hallelujah. 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 God, we acknowledge, oh God, hallelujah, that we have not been, Lord God, fully, Lord God, transparent with our money, Lord God, with the source, Lord God, that you have given us, oh God. And Father, even if we have forgotten, Lord God, even if there's places, Lord God, hallelujah, where we have forgotten, where we have not paid our bills on time, Lord God, or where we have, Lord God, just been very frivolous with our money, oh God, or we've been stubborn with our money, oh God, we haven't been trusting with, Lord God, the resource that you have given us, the seed that you have given us, God. We repent on this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, I pray, God, that as we have moved into a new year and to a new season, Lord God, into, Lord God, a new way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that you would make all things new when it comes to the stewardship, Lord God, specifically in our money, specifically in our money, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for money management. Thank you for money management. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for money management, for having, Lord God, better managing of our resources, better remedy, Lord God, I thank you, God, for an increase, Lord God, in this area, Lord God, for a burden in this area, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will be burdened, oh God, hallelujah, with managing out the resource, oh God, that every single dime, Lord God, that we get, Father, Lord God, that we will manage it well, Lord God, that we will see it as seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we don't want to sow our seed in ground, hallelujah, Lord God, that is not fertile. We don't want to sow our seed in fields, Lord God, that you have not called us to sow in, but God, the places you have told us to plant seed, God, we will. We trust you with everything. 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 We trust you with our very lives. We trust you with our money. We trust you, oh God, with every source, the resource, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. It all belongs to you. Nothing belongs to us. You have just given us the stewardship over it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we will be wise stewards. We will be wise stewards. We will be wise stewards of the money that you have given unto us in Jesus' mighty name. That's right. Pray that out on today. Pray that out on today. That I am a wise steward. Hallelujah. I handle money well. I am not impoverished. I am not lacking. I'm not lacking of intellect. I'm not lacking of gifting. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. That I'm a money magnet. I'm a money magnet. I'm a production. I'm a full-on producing. Hallelujah. Machine. Hallelujah. Everything that comes from me produces. Everything that comes from me produces, and it produces well. It produces fruit. It produces, hallelujah. Let us get a little more. Hallelujah, that we are, Lord God, distribution centers, Lord God, and that we are producers for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. God, we bring our offerings to you this morning, oh God, in thanksgiving. We bring our offerings to you in thanksgiving, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We offer you our thanksgiving in this name. And we pay our vows, oh God, to the Most High God. God, we bring our offerings today of thanksgiving to you, oh God. We thank you in advance for everything, Lord God. Hallelujah, that has come out of our mouth on today, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are in covenant with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are in covenant with us, oh God. You are in covenant with us, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, for the covenant is strong. Lord God, we thank you, God, that for a strong covenant with you, Father, and with each other, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for strong bonds, strong covenant family bonds, oh God. Hallelujah. Amongst us, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for strong family ties, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for strengthening, Lord God, our natural family ties and our spiritual, Lord God, family ties, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for strong familial ties, and strong, healthy familial ties, in the name, strong, healthy familial ties with our children, strong, healthy familial ties with siblings, strong, healthy familial ties with parents, strong, healthy familial ties with aunts and uncles and cousins, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for healthy conversations. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for stimulating, oh God, conversations with our families, oh God. Hallelujah, for check-ins, oh God, for love displayed, oh God, amongst the family, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for an arising, and of the Spirit of God in our families, arising of the Spirit of the living God in our families, arise in our children, arise of the Spirit of God, arise of the Spirit of God, arise of the Spirit of God in our children. Lord God, let your Spirit rise in our children. Let the Spirit of God rise in our children. Let the Spirit of God rise in our children. Let the Spirit of God rise and stir in our children. Lord God, let the Spirit of God rise and stir in our children. Let the Spirit of God rise in our nieces and our nephews. Let the Spirit of God, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, may it be stirred in them. May it be stirred in them. May it be stirred in them. May it be stirred in them today. May the Spirit of God be stirred in your Ashaya, even in your children, oh God, even in the babies, oh God. May the Spirit of God be churning in them today. God, I thank you, God, for a churning. I see a churning in our children. Just like you churn butter. I need you to move your hands like you're churning butter, because that's how the Spirit of God is turning in our children. He's turning in them. He's turning them like butter. He's turning, come on, begin to move that butter around so it's not stagnant. Begin to move it around. Move it around. The Spirit of God is turning in our children. Yes, stirring them today. Stirring them. Stirring Micah. Stirring Micah. Stirring Micah. Stirring him. Stirring him. Stirring his belly. Stirring Kemon. Stirring Caden. Stirring Justin. Stirring Colin. Stirring Elijah. Stirring the legs. Stirring them. Stirring their belly. Stirring Jaden. Stirring Faith. Stirring Zion. In the name. Stirring Cameron. Stirring them today. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 Stirring Janiah. Stirring her. Stirring her belly. Stirring JoJo. Stirring Abby. In Brienne.
That is connected, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a stirring. 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 Lord God, even in our nieces, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Stacy's nieces, DeMarcus's nieces, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a stirring. We thank you for a longing. We thank you for a longing. We thank you for a longing. A longing for more of you. A longing for who you are. A longing to know you. A deeper well. Come on. A deeper well. A deeper well. I hear the Spirit of the Living God saying that the waters of our children. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is saying that the well in our children, that each one of our children is a well. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that the water in the well, some of them haven't had any water in it, and some of it the water has been really low. But I need you as parents to begin to pray and command the water in your children's well to rise so that there is a more of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God can outweigh any other spirit. Come on. It doesn't matter the environmental spirit. It doesn't matter the demons that were passed on for generations. They are not stronger than God, and the enemy has been tricking you to think that the enemies, that the gods of this world are stronger than our God. Our God is above every other God. And how dare we ever think that a prince or a king of a region, a principality, could ever be stronger than our God. Our God, the Bible says that God has all power. He says all power. These other spirits have allocated power, and that power that they got, when they got it from God. How dare we ever think that a created being could ever be greater than our God, who is self-existing? And you, as their parent, or as the gatekeeper of their soul, as their godparent, as their grandparent, command it to rise. As the prophet, as the mouthpiece, whoever you are in your bloodline, you begin to speak to the water. I hear the Lord saying, there's a well in the belly of your children. There's a well in the belly of your children, he said. He said, there's a well in the belly of your children. Command the water to rise. Command the water to rise. Hey, we command it today, now, in the name of Jesus. Come on. We're not going to wait another day. We're not going to wait another moment. We command the water to rise now. in Jesus' name and overtake our children. They will not succumb to the spirit of the age. They will not succumb to the seduction of the age. But the water in them shall rise and sustain them. The water in them shall rise and produce a pureness, a purity in their hearts. Lord God, I thank you, God, for the water. Lord God, that is cleansing and purifying their members even now, even as they sleep. Even as they sleep. I thank you for a purification. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God, a purification of their consciousness. A purification of their consciousness. Come on, receive that on today. Receive that on today. Believe that on today. That by the end of the week, there shall be a notable testimony that you shall see the rising of the water. Come on, have
the rising of the water.
Put that expectation in the air.
We apply the blood to every car. We apply the blood to every home. Everyone don't feel, every doorway. Let's go, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, let the Spirit of God surround them. The Spirit of God is surrounding them.
gloria en el Espíritu Santo. Lembro como de abalando rocha. Y alaba anda en el Espíritu Santo. Lembro como sata. We thank you today that they are covered in the blood. And the blood goes with them everywhere they go. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. They've been stained with the blood. 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 And then about they've been stained with the blood of Jesus. They've been marked by the blood of Jesus. They've been marked by the blood. And then about we thank you that the blood, hallelujah, prevails. The blood is prevailing for your family. The blood is prevailing for your family. The blood of Jesus is speaking a far greater thing for your family. The blood of Jesus is speaking a far greater thing. And a far greater thing. A greater thing that the blood of Jesus is speaking concerning the Smith family. Concerning the Williams family. The blood is speaking on your behalf today. The blood is speaking on your behalf today. Come on, as we journey in the spirit, I am the God of honesty. That I am the God who is faithful. We establish your will. We establish your will in our lives. We establish your will in our lives. In the name of the establishment and the settlement of God in our lives. The establishment and the settling of the Lord in our lives. The establishment and the settling of the Lord in our lives.
Settled in me. It is settled in me. It is settled in me.
We thank you for the settlement of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you for your establishment. Hallelujah. We thank you for your settlement. What you have said, it is so. And it shall not be otherwise. It shall not be otherwise.
Everything concerning that you have stated and you have said in your word, it shall be established in me. And it shall not be otherwise.
I want to give room for the prophets to come. I want to give room this morning for the prophets in this last 10 minutes. I know that we said 20 minutes, and listen, we are guided by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. The whole goal of this is to get us praying more. Hallelujah. If we exceed 60 minutes, so be it. Hey, Shebabaya. Every minute spent in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, is a benefit to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, Rokoboshe. We are a little bit richer. We got a little bit more wealth because we were in the Spirit. Hey. I've added value to them today. I've added value to them today. He said, because I've added value this day. Mark it, January 5th. Mark it this day. My price has just increased.
My price just increased.
Hey! Reba, Liko Shelaba Andabaso, Libre Andalaba, Libre Sibu Kumianda Namaba, Shelaba Nana,
Nana, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you better know that your obedience, it brings something. Come on. You can't think that you don't obey God and there is not going to be a benefit and a reward to it. Your obedience will be, hallelujah, a benefit to you. Hallelujah. Don't you ever think that when you obey that you've lost anything. Hallelujah. You have gained everything when you obey God. Hallelujah. Hey, your obedience will not be in vain, Cameron. Your obedience will not be in vain, Zaporia. Your obedience will not be in vain, DeMarcus. Your obedience will not be in vain, Tawana. Your obedience will not be in vain, Stacy. Your obedience will not be in vain, Brittany. You shall be rewarded. The Lord said,
oh, thank you, Jesus.
You shall eat the good of the land.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy is a liar. He's a deceiver. And he wants you to think, I'm obeying God, but I'm not getting anything from it. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. He's never told the truth. Yet I will say, don't you believe that? Your obedience is paying off. And payday is coming. And when the Spirit of the Lord pays you, he's going to pay you big. I give way to the prophets this morning, Apostle Fash, Prophet DeMarcus, Prophet Zaporia. I give way to you this morning of the Trinity.
Hallelujah. I'm so full this morning. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that He is strengthening the internal architecture of His people. The Lord says that this is not just a prayer initiative. He says that this is a construction season. And we're not asking for things. But what is happening is that we are being reinforced to carry what God has already promised.
This call will be recorded. This call is no longer being recorded.
The Lord said, He brought before me the scripture, and I can't even think of it, the address right now, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. He says to us that what is being built now will not be shaken later. The Lord says that this 60 for 60 is forming spiritual muscle memory. And He says that He's training our spirit to remain upright when pressure comes. He says that we're going to stay sensitive when noise increases. He says that we're going to stand when others collapse from fatigue. And He says that we are praying mysteries not only for ourselves, but for future moments. The Lord says that when you are praying in the Spirit, you are storing oil in advance for sudden demands, for clarity in advance, for confusing days, and authority in advance for confrontations you have not yet faced. The Lord says that in these early hours that He is tightening alignment. He's realigning our thought patterns, and He's correcting our emotional responses, and He's uprooting agreements that we did not know that we made. The Lord says that we will notice that after these days that our tolerance for carnality will decrease. And He said that our discernment will sharpen without effort, and our obedience will accelerate without resistance. The Lord says that some breakthroughs will not come as manifestations, but rather as restraints. And that the things that we would have said no longer feel compelled to speak anymore. Certain things that we would say out of our carnal mind or out of our flesh or out of our emotions, we will no longer feel to or be compelled to speak again. He says the doors that we would have forced now, we feel peace to wait on. And even relationships, the Lord says that what we would have chased, now we feel released from them. The Lord says that He's increasing our spiritual stamina. And when others grow weary in the long race, we will discover that we have that we have been reserved, and never will we be stressed out, or never will we be fatigued. The Lord says that this is a hidden work, but it will produce visible authority. And so He says to pray not to be seen, not to feel something, but because our spirit is being fortified for what is coming. And when the time arrives, we will not need to prepare. Hallelujah, because we will realize that we already are prepared. And this is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
I receive.
Your phone is muffled, Apostle Fashionette.
Can you hear me better now?
Speak up a little bit more.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm on the scripture that Prophet DeMarcus was talking about, which is Jude 1:20. Before we got on the call, I was led to go to that scripture and read that scripture. So I wanted to confirm that. And also, God, the Holy Spirit, gave me a directive that as we were praying, before you even began to pray for the children, the Holy Spirit prompted me to go and anoint Faith. So I don't know if there was others that was on the line that got that urge to go and anoint their children as you were praying for them. But before you even began to pray about the well in their belly, the Holy Spirit prompted me to go ahead and anoint her. So if you have not gotten a chance to anoint your children, I'm being led to just give you all that same directive to put a ceiling on what Apostle has spoken and pray over the children today. Yes. And that is all I have to say.
Amen. I bless the Lord God this morning. I received the instruction. As you were praying, I heard the Lord God say clearly, the enemy that you once saw, you will see no more. Yes. I heard God say, the enemy that you once saw, you will see no more. And as we begin to pray, God said that in seasons past, in times that even may seem now, the enemies that have been plaguing, the enemies that have been nudging and nagging, the enemies that have reared their head, that as we continue to go and grow, God say this 60 for 60 is not really the time where we always said before we would plow in prayer. God say this is not the time where, even though the 60 and 60 for 60, we are plowing in prayer, but God said in the spirit realm, it is not so much in the plowing. In last season, we plowed. And last season, we prepared. God said in this season, you're going to see the producing and the reaping of the promises. God said, I heard, He said, listen, when you said about obedience, He said, even inwardly, the obedience, even though it reaps a reward, it has carried a grief in some. And I said, that is true. I felt it. God said, because it was costly. True obedience costs. Have you counted up the cost? True obedience will have you questioning and have you reasoning. Did I really count up the cost because of the weight that it carried? And you say, and during obedience, you look, God is looking to see, was your obedience looking to receive something for it, or was your obedience out of posture to Him as a father? And God say, in seasons past, again, the enemy that you saw, you will see no more. That where we have obeyed, that God shall fulfill every mandate and every promise, and even when it looked like the situation was going to win and that God had forgotten, that what man forgets, God remembers. And God said again, he said, the enemy that you once saw, you will see no more. He said, but this time, during this time of prayer, during this time of seeking, during this time of soaking and basking in him, you will see that this, we have entered into the recompense, says God, the recompense where God will begin to pay out those that are postured in obedience, that have done the things that he said to do. And when you have could have went another way. You could have went and made another decision, but unto him you obeyed the still small voice that did not feel good, that did not seem like it was moving on your behalf at that time, that did not seem favorable towards you. But to stay in right standard, or to get back into right standard with God, you obeyed the still small voice that was costly, that was uncomfortable, or that even seemed that it brought things that should not be to be. God say, that enemy, those enemies, you will see no more. And in seasons past, what you have prayed for, what you have prepared for, what you have plowed for, now you are entering the seasons of the recompense. And we shall see, we shall see. When I kept hearing you say testimony after testimony, God say fulfillment after fulfillment. You said testimony. Testimony after testimony. God say reward after reward. When you kept saying there will be testimony after testimony, God say promise after promise. God say what man forgot, he remembers. And the enemies that we once saw, we will see no more.
Yes, Lord. I receive.
Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. Thank you all so much for joining on today. I will send out recording. If anybody wants to listen back to the recording, I will send it out. For those of you that I don't have your emails, if you're connected to anyone, let them know, and I'll make sure that, or they can send it to you. If we don't have, you know, a way to be able to contact you. But thank you. Encourage someone to get on at noon, and we'll hear you at that time. We love you. God bless you. Have a good day. More grace.
More grace.
More grace. More grace.